an awful lot of comments at the last council meeting about the idea of not moving council meetings to the mornings, and there are a couple of people who are talking about taking care of some of the ceremonial business, for the lack of a better word, earlier in the meeting, and I see where the agenda for this Tuesday reflects that.
Yeah, and that's really the only thing that changed is moving our invocation, proclamations, presentations, and those things from the regular meeting at 6 o'clock to 5:30 to get some of those out of the way. I think in the past, and a lot of our citizens that come to hear citizens that they get to speak at 6 o'clock don't realize they may actually be sitting there for 20 to 30 minutes as we go through. Usually we'll have up to at least four different groups that we recognize. And so this just further delineates what times each of these things are going to be happening. So we back it up 30 minutes, and that should be plenty of time for all the proclamations, presentations, invocation. And then promptly at 6 o'clock, we should be able to start with our here citizens, and then the regular meeting starting as soon as that's over. And that changes. That changes depending on the day. I've seen us have zero people there for here citizens, and I've seen us have 30 there for here citizens. So trying to schedule times for the different agenda items after 6 o'clock is something I don't think we'd ever be able to accurately be able to do.
And still gives proper recognition to those who deserve the recognition from the proclamations and other things.
We definitely don't want to take away from that. If you get the chance to come watch the different events during proclamations and presentations, when everything from the little kids and different sporting teams come in to the World War II vets and other groups that come in, just the look on their face to be able to be recognized by the city and the mayor and the council, I think means a lot. And our council's done a good job of doing that in the past. This just more defines what time that's going to occur.
Does that pretty well take care of it?
We still are starting in the morning anyway. I mean, a lot of people think our meetings start at 6 or 5:30, and they don't. I think our last meeting started at 12:30. This one's going to start at 11:30. And they will go on until most likely very late in the evening still. So with our workshop starting at 11:30 tomorrow with information on our fund balance and fund balance policies in the general fund, the BCAD presentation, then we move on to Bryan Commerce and Development meeting as a separate board of the council, and then into executive session, and then we come out for procs and proclamation presentations and invocation, then hear citizens, and then the regular meeting. So it's an all-day ordeal.
And I think that's something that might have got lost in the shuffle when this subject came up a couple of weeks ago, is how early the council and the staff really begin their day.
Oh, yeah. Generally, on a council meeting day, there's been a long set of meetings before the regular meeting at 6 o'clock.